This is All India Radio. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on One Nation, One Standard, Mission and New Developments. The participants are Professor Bijon Kumar Mishra, International Consumer Policy Expert, and Sanjeev Mukherjee, Journalist.
BIS gave a recognition to RDS or Railways as one of the standard setting authority, which is one of the first attempts in the public sector to do so. So to discuss the issues surrounding them and also the other issues related to standards and consumer rights, first let me start with a very basic question, that what exactly has been done today by BIS joining hands with RDSO?
We as consumer organizations, and also I being the chair of the PhD Chamber of Commerce on Consumer Affairs and Public Health, we have been wanting that BIS should be engaged by giving recognition to other bodies like RDSO to also be able to set standards which are as per global best standards and as per WTO, the PBT issues. This was long awaited, and I'm so happy that RDSO is now got recognized, which is managed by the Railway Board. It's a very old institution based out of Lucknow, setting up very good standards within the country. And One Standard, One Nation initiative is being taken up by Piyush Goyalji on the instructions of our Honorable Prime Minister, that the consumers must get one common standard across the country. Different organizations bring in different standards, and some are substandard, some are not as per the global standards. So this will bring in an harmonization, and it will bring in an uniformity, and it will bring in awareness on quality. The zero defect, zero effect slogan by Modi ji on Z. These are some of the initiatives which will lead towards that. We need more and more such organizations to be recognized by BIS, Bureau of Indian Standards, in our country, to ensure that all the organizations which are engaged in setting standards get that due recognition from BIS as a standard-setting organization, as a standard development organization. You know that BIS is the only organization in the country which has been mandated to set standards under the Act. And this Act came into existence in 1986, and BIS came into existence in 1947. So it's an old institution which should have been doing this kind of work much, much earlier. But I am very happy that it's never too late, and the government has gone ahead to do this with DSCO, Design and Standard Setting Organization of the Railways. I'm very happy that this organization has got recognized.
This also brings to the question that BIS is one of the premier agencies to set a standard. It actually sets standards for thousands of products and things, even imported out this thing. So if you start giving authority or power to different organizations to set those, won't there be a dissimilarity? How do you maintain uniformity in that?
The most important issue is we all must remember that BIS got started with certain mission. It was known as Indian Standard Institution, and then we got into Bureau of Indian Standards. This engagement will actually help many organizations which are in the country to harmonize. As you very rightly said, what is existing today is everybody is busy setting their own standards, making their own standards, and the vendors, the industry, the users, they are also getting confused that in one organization, they are asking for one certain standard, and in certain organization, they are asking for some other standard for the same product. Now, that is what has been creating in terms of poor competitiveness. And also, we are not able to compete globally. With this, what will happen? The organization will also get a lot of recognition in terms of making sure that the RDSO gets the best of his knowledge. They will start attending international conferences, they will start attending ISO meetings, and they will be updated what is the latest technology, what are the best. They may be the best today, but they are not recognized. So they will get recognized, and that will help in terms of our long-term competitiveness globally. Today, globally, we are unable to compete because we are not able to match with the global best standards. And sometimes we fail to get recognized globally in terms of our product because we have not got that certification done or that standard setting done at the country level. So this will engage our scientists, our innovators, our manufacturers to go for global standards and also become Atmanirbhar. We will be less dependent on products coming from overseas. We will be able to manufacture these products on our own. And these are very important issues which we need to look at.
One big point that you mentioned is that on Atmanirbharta, basically on self-sufficiency, this AIS recognizing RDSO, do you think it will also give boost to a lot of domestic players to come into providing services for railways? A lot of small and medium enterprises, do you think will be benefited by that if RDSO sets standards for them as well?
Yes, of course. The whole motive is that the small and the medium scale industries in our country, they are our backbone. They are the ones who are being handheld by the big brands or the big industries to manufacture quality products. As I told you, that today there was very less focus on quality. There was very less focus on standardization. There was very less focus on value for money and becoming competitive. So this will engage the small and medium scale industries to also become very quality conscious. And we also have to remember that when you bring in these kind of standards, when quality comes in, it actually brings down cost and it becomes competitive. So the consumer, at the end of the day, the end consumers, whoever are using these products, like what the railways are designing, what the railways are manufacturing, today we are importing a lot of products in the railways from abroad. Now that will get reduced and the small scale industry and the medium scale industry in India will get upgraded to manufacture those components which are required to make coaches of international standards, which today we are importing, which can be manufactured in India itself by bringing the standards. And as I told you in the beginning, WTO, TBT always looks at issues where we have to share our requirement globally and allow people to come and compete in our country also. Otherwise, it will be deemed to be a technical barrier to trade. So with this, what will happen is we will be genuinely protecting our small and medium scale to compete with the railways and not allow railways to import and be able to compete with the international players, so that our products domestically will be much cheaper than imported products which we are getting from overseas today. So I feel that this is a very good development in the right direction. It will encourage quality. It will bring India in the forefront in the world market, and we will not be scrutinized in terms of TBT under WTO. And that is very important to understand. And institutions which are doing this kind of work, I think they need to be recognized. And I am very happy that the government decided to go through this whole process and made BIS give that recognition to RDSO to become a standard organization where one nation, one standard we can talk about. And that is what we are all the time trying to promote and make sure that organizations like the RDSO, which is under the railways, become globally known. They can start also giving products to other countries who are having need for such products for their own country's railways and other allied activities. It's a very good move, and I think BIS has been getting to this business, which was long awaited, and BIS was also overburdened. And I think with this kind of an outsourcing work to be done in terms of engaging with various organizations in this direction, this will bring in a lot of transparency. It will bring in a lot of standard developing organizations existing in our country. So I think one nation, one standard is a great mission.
One thing which always comes is that, obviously, as you said, BIS has its own limitation. It can't set standards for every organization. That is why it is now looking at giving recognition to other organizations and cooperating with them. So do you think in the coming future, BIS should be now tying up with such more organizations in across various other fields? Not only railways, maybe for shipping or anything?
Of course, that is the whole idea. It cannot stop at RDSO. It has to go to other organizations also. For example, in the automobile business or in other kind of activities which are of large scale, where we have clusters of organizations, like telecom, for example. Government has to move. In fact, all the ministries should try to consolidate and figure out that all the research bodies, for example, we have a lot of research organizations in the country, and how they can become SDOs, which is known as Standard Developing Organization, and BIS should be recognizing them. And that is the activity of BIS. Unfortunately, BIS is the only standard setting body in our country. In my view, in a country like India, we should have many such organizations setting standards. And then only it will be faster, quicker, transparent and accountable. BIS being the only organization, there is a kind of possibility that they may not be so accessible and maybe long drawn because of the burden on them and the pressure on them. So government should be encouraging many organizations to come in and encourage organizations like Quality Council of India to get more active to promote quality, to promote standardization and engage with the citizens in a manner that they are assured of quality, assured of a standard which is being promised, assured of world best standard being made available in India and made affordable, made accessible. So number of organizations has to come up. This is just tip of an iceberg. I think that this is a starting of the journey. And as I said, all these years, nobody bothered about BIS and its expansion on such areas. But now, under Piyush Goyalji's leadership, I think it is moving because he is the minister in charge of trade and commerce also, and also railways. So he has integrated all the three ministries which are under him, under one, and he is trying to figure out how all the three ministries can work together on a common platform and take advantage of our need for Atmanirbhar Bharat and our urgent need to be globally competitive. And I think the journey has begun in terms of promoting quality.
One thing which you always say is that a quality product, as you just rightly said, that quality product is always appreciated by consumers. How do you see the consumers benefiting from it when standards and quality obviously are directly linked to consumer welfare, isn't it?
Sanjeev ji, it is very important to understand that a consumer wants what? Value for money. And when he says value for money, means he wants assured quality. And with this kind of a move, what will happen is it will bring in a lot of transparency because they will have to adhere by the global best practices. And if the global best practices are adopted within the organization, you will see a remarkable change. And you will see that how India will lead the world in terms of supplying products which are of high quality. Today we are highly dependent on other countries to give us quality products, like many products are coming in, especially in the telecom electronics sector from overseas. You know that countries like China has been flooding the market. So we have to now bring in these kind of initiatives where we have to engage in standards and assure that there is no compromise on quality and standard. And that is why India is now moving forward to compete and not allow countries which have been dumping their products in our country in an illegal manner and not in a manner which is ethical. So I think this initiative will actually, as I always said, quality is customer satisfaction. The customer is happy, you have met the quality, and that is what is prime. And today we should be able to align ourselves with the global world in terms of quality. We are exporting huge amount of pharmaceutical products to Europe, to US, as per global best standards. We have small and medium scale factories in this country which are FDA USA approved, which are FDA approved. We have these good quality manufacturing units in our country, but they are not getting incentivized, unfortunately, by our government. Now I think they have recognized the need to incentivize such small and medium scale industries which are promoting quality, which are competing globally. They have to be recognized, supported, and as I said, then you will find the Indian consumers will also start demanding quality because they will get used to that quality. Today, we are not able to differentiate between a good product and a substandard product, and that is what is the challenge. The poor consumer is so innocent that he is getting robbed by being sold substandard product. Now we will make sure that they are all BIS mark. Most of the standards should be made mandatory. So once it is made mandatory, then all manufacturers have to follow that standard. And that is what will going to happen in this country, with starting from organizations like RDSO and being declared as an SDO for the first time in the country. One nation, one standard. That is our slogan, and that is what has brought this and made us to happen. So I think, Sanjeev ji, today is a big day to celebrate.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You were listening to a discussion on One Nation, One Standard, Mission and New Developments. The participants were Professor Bijon Kumar Mishra, International Consumer Policy Expert, and Sanjeev Mukherjee, Journalist. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of All India Radio. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our website, newsonair.com. You may email your opinion about this program at airnsdtalks@gmail.com.